Dutch police bust illegal poker tournament with dozens of participants. In a joint operation, the Dutch police and the country's gambling regulator, Kansspelautoriteit, KSA, recently conducted a raid on an illegal poker tournament in the small town of Waddinxveen. Acting on intelligence received, authorities swiftly entered the venue and discovered the tournament in full swing, with dozens of participants engrossed in the game. As a result of the raid, the police identified the organizers of the unlawful competition, who are currently considered suspects pending a thorough investigation. In addition to apprehending the individuals, KSA seized the stakes for the tournament, which amounted to several thousand euros, as well as the poker tables used for the event. Furthermore, the police interviewed all the participants of the poker tournament, with ongoing investigations to gather more information about the extent of the operation and any potential accomplices involved. This incident serves as a reminder of the ongoing efforts to combat illegal gambling activities in the Netherlands. The country has been actively working to strengthen its gaming regulation and enforce stricter measures against unlicensed gambling operations. New gambling ad regulations. Interestingly, the timing of this raid coincides with the imminent implementation of a ban on untargeted gambling advertising in the Netherlands, scheduled for July 1. The new law will prohibit gambling advertisements on broadcast television, radio, and in public spaces. However, mediums that can effectively target specific consumer groups, such as the internet and on-demand television, will still allow advertisements, provided operators can demonstrate that 95% of the audience is age 24 and above. This upcoming ban on untargeted gambling advertising has generated mixed reactions. Recently, three Dutch politicians addressed a letter to the minister responsible for the ban, Frank Weerwind, expressing their concerns about the KSA chairman René Janssen's statement regarding the agency's leniency in enforcing the ban during its early days. In response, Weerwind came to the defense of Chairman Janssen, asserting that norm-setting discussions with operators often yield better results than imposing fines. This approach suggests that the government is keen on establishing effective communication channels with gambling operators to ensure compliance with the new regulations rather than resorting to punitive measures from the outset. The upcoming ban on untargeted gambling advertising reflects the government's commitment to addressing potential harms associated with excessive gambling while also allowing operators the opportunity to responsibly engage with their target audiences. The success of these initiatives will depend on effective collaboration between regulatory authorities, operators, and the wider public to foster a safe and responsible gambling environment in the Netherlands.